Yes, it is global time with Christ Jesus. It's Thursday morning, and it's December the 18th in the year of our Lord, 5775. And on our Gregorian calendar, it's 2014. Praise God and thank Him for this wonderful day. Welcome. May God bless you richly during our prayer cast today and all of this day. Today, we're focused on the fact that we can possess joy like a fountain. And I'm trusting the Lord to speak to our hearts in a special way. He knows you personally and me personally, and He knows exactly what we need. And during our appointment with Him today, I trust that we will hear His voice clearly in our own hearts as He communes with us and we with Him. Let us go before Him. Please join me in His presence. Father, we enter and we come in with sacrifices of praise. We bring these praises to You not because of how we feel or out of what we feel. We just know that You deserve glory, thanks, and praise. So today we give generously of our hearts as we present ourselves in Your presence. We praise You and we thank You. There is so much that we can be thankful for, and we are indeed glad. And we thank You for Your joy, the joy that is unspeakable. It's resident, it's there, and it's everlasting. And it comes from You, an unending source of joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit that You've harvested in our lives as You've planted seeds of righteousness. So we now possess joy. Have Your way with us on this morning. We ask that You would clear our accounts. If in fact we have sinned, come short, missed the mark, we pray that You would just cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The precious blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ, does prevail. And we accept the love and the favor and the kindness, the forgiveness that can only come from You on this day. Have Your way with us, in us, and through us today, so that everything that is said and done on this day has a marked impact for Your glory on someone's life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, good morning, and we thank You for joining us today, taking time out to begin this Thursday, the very first hour from a biblical perspective. The hour of 6 to 7 is the first hour of the day. And so what a way to spend it and to begin this day visiting with the Lord. I trust you're feeling fine. I trust your heart is filled with joy. Now, joy is not happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit of God that is being harvested continually in our lives by the Spirit of God. And so joy is a fruit of the work of the the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we can have joy and not necessarily be happy in a given moment, but we can have joy, everlasting joy. So Let us go to our prayer agenda. I would like to, I felt joy, and beyond joy, I felt great happiness yesterday for the people of Cuba, who are now welcomed into a more favorable light by the U.S. government, and as an encouragement towards greater freedoms. And so it was just something from, I guess, general perspective, rather rather sudden, however, very welcomed. And I could sense and feel what God has done in a way that allows a whole nation to be untied from all of the things that has held it down. And of course, this is just the beginning of what God wants to do in that nation. I have friends who have gone to that nation doing ministry, and they've spoken of the hunger and thirst that exist there for God. So now there's going to be a feast, a divine, a supernatural feast, as the Word of God is even unleashed in that nation to bring about and to establish righteousness. So we thank God for that. There is certainly a sense of joy, a sense of kindness and favor coming from God. And so I thank God. I just felt that, as it just struck me very deeply to realize that these people now are facing freedoms that they haven't known for 50 years, 50 plus years. So we wait on God, and He comes through in His time. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, just press the button number one on your telephone, and it magically makes your line live around the earth. You can be heard loud and clear, so don't hesitate to do that as we move forward with our business at hand. Today, we have, we want to thank God, even at this hour, we want to thank Him for successfully bringing two people through surgical procedures on this day. Sister Jennifer is looking to that inside of a couple of hours, and also another sister by the name of Sarah. And so these two, they didn't agree to do this. This just happens. They probably don't even know each other. But both of them today have surgical procedures. And, of course, we are adding our faith together and believing for their complete going through successfully, and that the purposes of these procedures would be achieved, and for the sake of health and for God's glory. So we're praying for Jennifer and Sarah today. Father, we know that just like doors, favor is always with us and ahead of us. And we thank You today for the opportunity and privilege for these two ladies to have medical attention as is necessary. We thank you for bringing them through. We thank you for their successful procedures. And we pray, dear Father, that the nurses and the doctors and their medical teams would be alert and strong and wise and inspired to do all that is necessary to restore, to keep, to preserve health. In the name of Jesus, you are with them, because your word promises that you never leave nor forsake. And so we're confident. We therefore add our faith together today, and we also give thanks, and we take joy in the fact that you are in charge. So we pray for safety, for keeping, for restoration, for strength, for health. And we do so because it is by his stripes that we are healed. So we thank you for healing, deliverance, and restoration today. And we speak peace, your peace, over these two ladies in Jesus' name. Your peace, so that joy is always springing up. Joy in the relationship we have, and because of the relationship we have with you. Amen and amen. Now, if there's anyone else that, of course, it may be looking to the same thing today or tomorrow, just lay hold of that prayer and believe God. Apply it to yourself like an ointment. And believe and trust the Lord. He has good thoughts concerning you for a good end. So God is not malevolent. He is beneficial to you and to me. He wants us to prosper in health for our spirits, our souls, and our body. We want to pray for two people that are relying on the Lord for health, as all of us should. And we want to pray for Ann Green and for Louise Snyder. These two need God's strength, God's keeping power. In the name of Jesus, we stand on their behalf right now, and we claim all that the Word has promised, that there would be strength, there would be healing, there would be health. And we petition you, Father, today, on their behalf, for health and for strength, even now, that our thoughts, their thoughts, would soar towards the source. And that's who you are to all of us, the source. And we thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we're focused on possessing joy. Joy. Last several days we spoke about the fact that God has made you a city, made me a city. We're a city. And the walls of our city are salvation. It says, call the walls salvation. And of course, if they are walls, then they must be gates. And it says, call the gates praise. And so, in taking that counsel and that advice, and taking that perspective, we realize that the purpose for the walls of salvation, the purpose for the gates of praise, is to facilitate the existence of joy within the walls. Joy in our lives. And today, the scripture has something to say. God wants to speak to you and I directly and clearly about joy. And when we turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 10, it declares, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." There is a principle that's everlasting in those portions, or in that portion of scripture. It says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I've always found the imagery of a fountain to be powerfully inspiring. If I go someplace and I see a fountain, it catches my eye and it fires my imagination. And the first thing that comes as there's this continual rising and flow of water, it suggests to my mind the idea of an unlimited source. Now imagine, take a flight in your imagination, see the fountain. Maybe it has two tiers, three tiers. Or maybe there's no tier, it's just the water is just coming up out of the water, springing up. But there's this powerful suggestion that the source of this is an unlimited source. From a physical and mechanical perspective, and I'm probably rare in that regard because that's how I think. Well, how is this water continuing to do what it does? Well, you know, they're in a man-made fountain. There are pumps down there that is just recirculating the water. It's as simple as that. But nevertheless, the imagery does not fail. Here's an unlimited source. Unlimited. And that's what your joy is. That's who our source is. God unlimited. So joy is the fruit of the Spirit, and his word therefore assures us that everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. And that comes from Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11. It says, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." Let go of the sorrow and the mourning. Allow it to take flight. Allow those to take flight and to leave on this day, because this day is holy unto the Lord, because you and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So there's a purpose for this day, for us to worship, have joy, and to sing unto him. Now, you may not feel like singing, but do so anyhow. Amen. As this song is saying, it's a prayer. This song in our background, it's "Abide with me, Lord. Abide with me." We're talking about present tense and ongoing. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, if you'd like prayer, if you'd like us to add our faith to your faith, in the face of some request that's on your heart that you'd like to bring before the Lord? Well, the Lord wants you to ask. And the way it's done here on today is just press the button, number one, and your voice will be heard. You'll be able to be heard by all of us, and we will join our faith to yours and believe God with you and on your behalf. Today we want to pray for, and we've prayed for him before, and we're praying for his healing, his deliverance, and for his salvation. And that person is Buddy Holland, and we will believe God again and continue to believe God for his healing as well as his salvation. He's a father, he's a husband, and he's also experiencing depression due to circumstances that are in his family's life. He's unable to provide as he would like to because of his chronic illness. And his wife is a hardworking lady, and she's doing the best she can. So let's pray for the Holland family right now. The entire family needs prayer, beginning with the head of the family, and that's Reuben Buddy Holland. We come before you, Lord, in the name and because of the relationship we have with your Son, Jesus Christ. We come in his name. We lift up the Holland family before your throne, from where grace and all our help comes from. We pray today that you would strengthen Buddy today. Strengthen him in his spirit, his mind, his body, his soul. Strengthen him today. Cause him to take hope in you. Because if there's any help, any deliverance, it comes from you. Bless him today with renewed light. Light up his spirit and his soul in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, we pray that you would quicken him today. Let him know that you are his home, you are his provider, you are his health, you are his strength. And Father, we pray for the rest of the family. We pray for his wife, Wanda. Strengthen her, even as she courageously stands in the gap for the family. Bless her. And Father, we pray today that the doors of hope would swing wide open for this family, that they will find a place of their own that they can call home, that you would provide for them bountifully. Your sources and flow of resources to them would increase even as they believe and trust you. We pray for the children that make up the family, that they would have peace, and that even as their hearts reach out to you, your response would bring them peace and joy. We ban the spirit of hopelessness from around this family, and we encircle them with the walls of salvation. And that the gates, we speak to the gates that they are open so that your blessings and resources and help can flow in an unlimited manner. Bless the Holland family today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Adopt that prayer for your situation. If you are in fact, if that prayer resonates with you, or for someone that you may know that need it. There's someone that would like prayer for strength in their body and for a financial breakthrough. How many know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all the people in it? So the Lord is strong and able to provide strength for anyone's physical body, and also for resources, because he owns all of everything in the earth, to provide a financial breakthrough. And a breakthrough has to do with the fact that something has presented itself as a solid entity, and you need to break through. In other words, we want divine and supernatural energy, the energies of God, to come to bear against whatever that is hindering. Father, today, we know that you've heard this person's prayer even before we spoke it. And you're able and ready and willing to respond. Father, we thank you for your response right now. Thank you for considering this request. And we pray, Lord, for the strength in this person's body. We pray for the breakthrough, the financial breakthrough. Open the doors, show them the way. In Jesus' name, we all need strength. We all need financial breakthroughs. And we receive them today with joy. Joy everlasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'd love to hear from one of you in terms of a prayer request or a praise report or a word of encouragement. God is answering prayer continually. He didn't just begin today. He's been doing that, and that is why we keep coming back to him every single day, because we've discovered that he is the only wise God. He is the source of any help that we may anticipate and or receive. So we keep coming back, and he keeps proving himself. Isn't that wonderful? He keeps proving himself to be who he said he is. And so we take joy in who he is. It says, and the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. So that's why we keep coming back to him, because we receive gladness and joy in the face of whatever it is that we're dealing with. The scripture says that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And that's how powerful our God is. He doesn't have to hide in a cave or seclude us somewhere where we can't be seen by the enemy so he can bless us. No, he does it right in front of the enemy. Prepares a table. A table. a banquet, a feast. That's what that is. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we want to continue to pray for those that need it most. And you've heard of the tragedy that occurred in Pakistan just a couple of days ago, where the death toll was about 148 last time I heard, and most of those were children. Let us pray for that nation. The nation is now in a three-day mourning period. Let's pray for that nation and for all of the families that have been devastated by the demonic and devilish work of those that have been used by the kingdom of darkness to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Father, we pray for the nation of Pakistan, and even as they're in a three-day mourning period, we pray, Lord, that your divine supernatural light would break through the shell of idolatry, break through the shell of unrighteousness, that even though this situation, as tragic as it were, that it would be a breach that allows the light of heaven to penetrate deep into the consciousness and awareness of the people of this nation, Pakistan, and that even as they call to the unknown gods, their voice would be heard on high, and they would be steered to the foot of the cross, to the throne of grace, and that the blood would be applied from the top to the bottom in that nation. We pray for the children, that they would be able to return to schools ultimately without fear. They would just be able to be kids, little children, without the fear and anxiety. And we know that the spirit of fear comes from the devil. So we rebuke that plot, that weapon that the enemy has used. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We invite the King of Glory to come in. The doors are open wide to rule and to reign, bringing salvation, causing joy to be in the people. We thank you right now for your grace and mercy upon the nation of Pakistan right now. And Father, we know that even as we sojourn before your throne on this day, that there are devilish strategies and works being plotted around the world, wherein the destroyer would seek to move and to produce chaos and death and loss completely. Father, we rebuke every demonic strategy right now. We call it what it is. And in the name of the conquering lion of Judah, we decree that every weapon that's formed cannot and shall not prosper on this day, that lives would be preserved, and that blood sacrifices will not exist on this day, that demons would continue to roam in dry places without satisfaction, but that the angels of the Lord, the armies of the Lord, will prevail on this day to keep, preserve, and to guide, to rescue, to restore, to bring freedom. This day is holy. This day is a day of freedom, even as the sun rises in the east, heading towards its zenith at noonday. We pray that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We decree this. You said we can decree a thing if we pay our vows. Well, we decree today in Jesus' name. And Father, there may be someone that's listening to our prayer cast today that would perhaps at the end of hope. We pray today that hope would be restored for them, that they would end this day in a place of courage, a place of strength, a place of confidence in you. Have your way today with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless your holy name. You are God and you are one. You are majesty. You are sovereign. You are keeper. You are provider. And you are always victorious in every situation. Even those that we bring to you today, even those that have not been spoken of yet, you are already victorious. You are already ahead because you know the end from the beginning. And you are Jehovah. You are almighty. And there is no other God. But for this, we are confident. We're absolutely confident. So thank you today for bringing us together as we are today. We pray that joy, if there's no joy, that joy would enter into hearts today. In Jesus' name, we pray. What I'd like to do, even as our time advances, I would like us to take the opportunity to speak to mountains. When you look at a mountain, and I love to look at mountains, they just speak of things that are mighty and things that are not easily moved. But we're going to speak to mountains today that may exist in our lives. And we want to command these mountains to be moved. The scripture tells us that they can be. And mountains, they're not necessarily, they're circumstances. That's what they are. Issues, challenges that have arisen out of the plains and have imposed themselves on the horizon. Blocks our view of the expanded horizon. They present themselves and they can be made of all kinds of material. But nevertheless, they're huge. And so today we want to speak to those mountains because the scripture tells us that we can. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23 says that we can speak to mountains, they would be removed and cast into the sea. Listen to the sound as the mountain is cast into the sea. It's an explosive sound. So today I speak to every mountain in our lives and command it to be moved and cast into the sea, because that's the word of God. Mountains, be moved. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed from your life, from our lives, in the name of Yeshua, the Christ. And we say, let every mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed, according to Micah chapter 6, verse 2. Yes, your mountain has ears and can hear the voice of the Lord. So we command it today, not only to hear the voice of the Lord, but to be removed in the name of Jesus. Today we prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed, according to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 4. And we say further, let the mountains tremble at the presence of God. And we see that word in Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 10. And today we contend with every mountain and command them to hear our voice, Micah 6 and verse 1. And we say, lay the mountain of Esau, which is an image of the flesh, to waste, Malachi 1 and 3. So we are asking the Lord to put forth your hand, O Lord, and overturn the mountains by the roots, according to Job 29 and 8. And we speak to every mountain of debt to be removed and cast into the sea. Lord, you are against every destroying mountain, according to Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 25. So we say, let the mountains melt at your presence, according to Judges chapter 5 and 5. Make waste the evil mountains in our lives, according to Isaiah 42 and verse 15. Let joy come forth like a fountain. So even as our time winds up, thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning. And accompanying us in the courts of the King, we want to leave with joy. So possess joy and let it flow like a fountain. Feel the joy springing up in your heart, because that's the word of God. And that you would prosper all day long, in spirit, in soul, and in body. Just prosper, no matter what is happening, no matter what the mountain looks like. The mountain has been moved. Hallelujah. The mountain has been moved, and it's been cast into the sea. No more to be seen. No more a hindrance. No more an obstacle. The horizon is clear before you. Praise the name of the Lord. So you could see. You could see it, and it's so far that it looks like the sky touches the ground, because there's no hindrance at all. Possess joy. Hallelujah. God bless you. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, and bring a prayer request and a praise report. There's a couple of people that you run into today that need prayer. Make a note of that and bring it. Isn't it a wonderful blessing to live like that? Hallelujah. Be blessed.